okay, it's easy these days to criticize the president, to take him to task for every little peccadillo, misstatement, faux pas, or small exaggeration. The poor guy can't blow his nose without the failing New York Times or the lying Washington Post going honkers on it. Sure, it took him a while to visit the troops on the battlefield. Big deal. The man is busy. So what if he waited until he announced he's pulling the troops out of Syria and declaring victory, mission accomplished? Might as well take a victory tour. You know, in Iraq. The country he criticized Obama for pulling the troops out early. Not much action going on there. No need for flak jackets. Hell, bring the Mrs. Sure not going into Kabul or Kandahar. And I know he fudged a bit telling the troops he got them a 10% raise. First one they've seen in a decade, but God almighty, he's trying to boost their morale. After all, they're stuck in some desert hellhole during Christmas, so why not play Santa? They'll learn soon enough it's only a quarter of what he promised about what they get every year. Nobody really believes there's a Santa anyway. Of course, there was that kerfuffle about blaming the Democrats for not funding the wall. Not supposed to turn a visit into a political rally. After all, there might be a couple soldiers who voted for Hillary who might get bent out of shape. They lost. Get over it, Private. And now that Santa's back stateside, he doesn't even get to spend his New Year at the Mar-a-Lago bash with all his pals because, well, you know why. Because those same Democrats who wouldn't give the troops a raise, they're blocking his wall and letting all those killers and rapists and gang members and disease carriers and future welfare cheats into our country because, well, you know why. Because they're un-American. He's going to stay at the White House until they decide to come on over and negotiate a deal. As in the art of. Negotiation is a strong suit, in case you hadn't heard. That talk and bluster about being proud to own the government shutdown if the Dems wouldn't fund a wall, just that, a hard line, a bluff, a negotiating tactic. Chapter 7 in the book. If you don't got a copy, you ought to get one on Amazon Prime, get it in a day, but still might be too late before the Democrats cave, and once again the man wins. The man shows them who's boss, the man carries the day. Mission accomplished, amigo. And this, just so you understand, just so you follow the logic, this is how you make America great again. Welcome to 2019.